Okay, I don't know if I did this already, but POL, I think. It's a funny thing here. So we've got that lady number three right now. We're talking aging PO here. And I'm not going to get out of it. I'm not going to... Anyway, so he is praying and, you know, just do with me the right thing you decide. I belong to you, all that. Praying to God. Goddess. And then there is this scene there in the restaurant table. Because our PO has started to feel that call or pull from destiny. Towards sannyas. And at the same time, he's a little bewildered because he has a lot of doubts about that whole thing. And at the same time now, that seems to be what God wants him. And he realizes it's a big decision, you know. And it shouldn't be, because he's after all soon 70 years old. That's just a normal age for that. But still, it's serious in a different way now than it probably would have felt if he would have been 30 or something. So he's a little bit wild and he's talking, you know. And then he meets that lady and then he goes, wow, maybe that's rather what I should know, what destiny has for me. And then that whole thing starts. And at one point then he meets that couple in that restaurant and he's just talking too much, blah blah. But the thing is, he's taking that story, that little example of the two monks, of which he was one, and where the other one was driving around there in Gothenburg in summertime, and the other monk said something, Rana Prastha, what saffron guys, that women's breasts are ugly, don't you think? And then this PO monk, if he was monk, I don't remember, whatever he was, some kind of saffron guy, says, well, no, I don't think so, I think they're very beautiful. So then he says this as an example of how that which one is very attracted to, but somehow or other shuns or is afraid of or whatever, one may try to respond to in such a way that that thing suddenly becomes the worst of all. And I guess you could analyze it that in this way he can talk about it and maybe dwell on it, but also pacify his mind and senses about that issue regarding that issue. So he just takes a pill there at the table, takes as an example of how this renunciation thing can sometimes just be artificial. And his theory that he's arguing for now is that it's not about that, you know. Try to convince oneself that women are ugly or something. They are not. But how to race above the exploitative mentality. And maybe it's time, that's what he is kind of thinking, maybe it's time to finally learn how to love for real. And maybe there's a woman involved. Maybe that's how he should spend the later years of his life. This whole kind of theory there, which is Maya, he knows, but whether it's Mahamaya or Yogamaya, that's the question. So he's talking about that. So then the funny thing is, what we can try to show in this story is that what he's doing at that time is that he is talking like sannyas is bad. In the same way as that monk back then was talking about how women's breasts are ugly. In other words, that's not where he is going and is being pulled by destiny, maybe by the will of God or whatever like that. But he's trying to worry. So if we can show that in a funny way, that could be fun. But then you have this lady sitting there around that table, and she has her things that she has been going through for like half a year before. Wanting a child and a home and a better man. And so then that hits her, and eventually she gets into this whole wild thing there, mind going this way, that way, that she now wants him, and she thinks that he is flirting with her, although he's just indirectly flirting or whatever, expressing some kind of interest in that other lady. So, you know, then this shines through, and she thinks that he is kind of subtly making moves on her. But then this other lady that he is actually making moves on, you know, he realizes eventually that this whole thing was just for him to realize that, no, come on now, it's time to get out of this. So this whole thing was a test for him, which also includes that what this lady there at the restaurant table gets into. Because then she starts to hang after him the same way that he was hanging after that lady that he is interested in. And then he realizes how uncomfortable she must feel and learns from that and can drop that. And also realizing that, come on, this is what you get into, you know, once you step into that wrong barrel of trying to get into a female relationship when you're almost 70 years old, not a good idea. So he knew it all along. But then we can show it from the viewpoint of the lady that was the victim of his infatuation, if you should call it that. She was going through a traumatic experience after some man years ago now, which made her turn into a nun. It was a heavy thing. Maybe he was just trying to control and leaving her alone, and, you know, leave alone to me and all that, obsessive, compulsive or whatever. So then she is in therapy trying to get through this, Maybe there's this astrologer involved, another lady who has her problems. They all have their problems. Pio has. But then this victim lady, suddenly she gets that guy, they're coming down on her, basically appearing very much like that man who caused her that trauma before. He kind of makes her, not by actually being like that, but by behaving in ways that remind her of him. He's kind of triggering that same thing, and it becomes very emotional and challenging and scary for her. So then she has to gather her strength, her integrity, you know, all that, to withstand that. Although she could be maybe attracted to him. So she goes through the whole thing there also. So this way, the end of the story, the same morality of it, is that this is the way Krishna teaches us.